so sorry, Walensky. Thank you for those generous exaggerations. It is, as I mentioned before, I hesitate to say this home at the moment a treat, but it is a treat. It's a special moment for me. It's been over a decade and a half since I've had the chance to be involved in the Torah learning of the Sons of Israel community. That, for me, is very special. And perhaps a thought in between Mincha and Maariv that will be have hopefully a meaningfulness both for our Avil and for all of us who are here coming together this evening. I want to focus for just a couple of moments on a three-word phrase. One of the more famous phrases in this week's Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu leads the Jewish people through the split sea after God performs that miracle for us. And after crossing, the Jewish people pause for a moment to reflect on the goodness and the miracles they've just received and proceed to sing the song, the poem, that marks the end of our Psukei Dezimra every morning, Az Yashir. Near the end, in the midst of the Az Yashir, so there's a three-word phrase that speaks to the extraordinary experience that every man and woman at the time had. Our Chacham teach us that the fact that that all the Jews there are able to say, Zeh Keli, this is my God. This sounds like something almost palpable, tangible, as though they could, so something as the word that they could point to, it speaks to the extraordinarily intimate degree of prophecy that every single Jew present experienced. The very next word is Ve'anvehu. Zeh Keli, this is my God, Ve'anvehu. And I wish to be Noveh him. What exactly does that mean? The two of the main interpretations that Gemara offers, either it's Anivahu, I and he, it speaks to the command that we all share to try to be more godlike in our own lives. Or Va'anvehu means Esna'e, I want to make him beautiful. So I'll not only perform God's commandments, but I'll do it in the prettiest way possible. I won't just put on tzitzis, it'll be a striking pair. I won't just wear tefillin of a beautiful bag that encases them. The Sefer Torah will be gorgeous. The mezuzah will be pretty. I'll do mitzvahs with beauty. I think for a moment about those two ideas, those two interpretations. What is it that the Jews say immediately after having this incredibly intense personal connection with God? Zeh Keli, this is my God, and either or. And I think there's a connection between those two ideas. The sense of personal connection to the divine is both demands of us that we be ambitious. We need to be changed people. If we've experienced a moment of closeness with God, that gives us a sense of what could we be. Anivahu, I could be more godlike. How could that experience change me? How could that experience grow me? How could that experience raise my horizons? And at the same time, not only a matter of ambition, of need, of expectation, but also of beauty. If I want to inject more beauty into my mitzvahs, that perhaps speaks to the second of two ideas. If the first interpretation speaks to what the classical Jewish philosophers describe as yira, a sense of awe, a sense of presence of God, so that could add seriousness, adds a level of gravitas. I realize life matters. There's what to be accomplished. It also leads to the second interpretation, that of ava, of love, of an enthusiasm about living the way God wants to live. And that, as Ramchal points out at the beginning of Masil Sisharim, that enthusiasm, it's energy, it's excitement, and it also is the key to joy. It's the key to finding satisfaction in the lifestyle of mitzvahs. So that's, I believe, those four interpretations. Ve'anvehu, a sense of expectation, a sense of raising one's spiritual horizons, I could be more godlike, and a sense of the enthusiasm of going the next step, let me make it, not only do what I need to do, let me do it in a way that's beautiful, in a way that adds joy, that adds satisfaction, and bespeaks the satisfaction that can come from a life of mitzvah. I think a moment in a shiva house is, I think for all of us, is a chance to reflect on the fact that life is a gift, and it's not a permanent gift, and a gift, therefore, we need to use as best we can, and to invest the years that God gives us to maximum impact, to maximum result. In terms of thinking, it's a moment to think about what do we really want to accomplish with our lives? Yira and Ava. a sense of obligation, and a sense of an energy that comes from, I have this opportunity, what can I do with it? How can I maximize my years here? And turning to this example, I would say, we often speak about, I'm sorry we have not met, certainly not in a decade and a half. I'm sorry we meet under these circumstances. But I often think at a Shiva home, we talk a lot about Aliyas Neshama, and what can one do for the soul of the one who's departed. And I often think that the most real, the most profound, the most genuine Aliyas Neshama comes when those who remain behind, when descendants continue to make good choices in a way that's powered by the memory and the model of the one who's deceased. If I'm going to make the right choice, if I'm going to live a better life, I'm going to live a more godlike life, I'll make better decisions because I have that image in my head of what would Dad have done, that the surest, most profound gift one can give to the soul of the departed.